Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
I am going to indulge myself, as important as it is that we get all the injury updates. We're still 4 days away from this game. Possible, Sal, if you don't mind, possible week 18 Sunday night football flexes. Doesn't it seem for a couple of years we have had a tough time finding a game to put on the Sunday night that last week? A little bit of a challenge?
Yeah, and not the case this year. I did this the other day on Extra Point Show
did?
I did, but it's okay. We can do it again if you want. It was actually my sit-up on sit-up, stand-down, because I said sit-up on the possibilities we have this year.
There'll be Saturday night, too, that they've used that spot for, you know, maybe a winner-take-all kind of game. Baltimore at Pittsburgh.
Week 18 is having a Saturday this year, too?
Oh, I don't know. Haven't they before?
I think only Week 17 does.
Okay. Baltimore at Pittsburgh, for sure. Houston, Indianapolis, potentially.
Are you right, Mike? Hold on. I'm looking. Last year, they did have Week 18. They used to not. My apologies. They do have Week 18 as well. They did start doing that. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Chargers at Broncos is possible. Yep. That's pretty good.
Lions
Chicago,
and Bears.
Chicago, Detroit in Chicago is really good. Carolina, Tampa.
I think it might be Panthers, Buccaneers.
There's another one that could be for the division. Loser would be out probably.
I think because that division might come down to a team not with a great record, and still that could be for the division championship. And it's, as you just said, winner in, loser out completely.
San Francisco, Seattle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Six righteous possible matchups there.
I'll just mention, not that it's two contenders, but like if the Chiefs have a win and in scenario, them and the Raiders isn't the worst idea ever.
Saturday.
Right.
Maybe. Of course, can always be the Chiefs.
Right. That's
no matter
why,
what.
That's why I'm bringing them up. I mean, if they're fighting for their lives, that would draw eyeballs, I think.
Bills, Jets, no chance.
No.
Even with the stadium closing?
No, they're not putting Bills Jets on Sunday night, but I think it's possible they could go to 425 because the Bills' result and their seed could depend on the Chargers, and they play the Broncos.
Yep.
Could depend on what other team are we looking at here? Ravens and Steelers, maybe. I guess you look that. Probably that's the only one. So maybe not as much as I thought originally, but Chiefs, I guess, could be in that mix, but especially Chargers. So, yeah, I wonder if the Bills could get flexed to – or could be put on 425. Most likely not, but just saying that.
It's happened before, even without there being a super high stake. They've had season finales move to that later window. Yep. Oh, okay, so a few things I want to bounce off you, Sal, that being one. Injury-wise, are things looking up?
I think things are looking much more encouraging than they have over the last several weeks. In fact, the only player who didn't practice today who's on the active roster was Dawson Knox, and that was for personal reasons. Otherwise, everybody was either limited or full, and that includes Joey Bosa, who was limited, Terrell Bernard, who was limited, Spencer Brown, who was limited, and Joshua Palmer, who was limited. Those are the four who did not play in last week's game. Cole Bishop left the game, and it's being termed a calf injury. He was cramping, but they do have it listed as a calf. But Sean said he'd be okay, and he was a full participant. And Dalton Kincaid, now only the knee is listed, by the way, not the hamstring anymore, and he was a full participant.
Yeah, that is that's pretty welcome news. I mean, could we – I don't want to jinx anything, but like, could we have been through – as bad a year as a lot of us, I think, can recall, injury-wise, just week to week. It's not so much guys out for the year, although, you know, every team has their share of that. But that they get good fortune with injuries as December rolls into January. Like, let's knock on wood and hope, right? Like, that's what any Bills fan that is looking at this week's injury report has got to be thinking. Like, maybe it's finally going to turn. Right, like we're going to get some good fortune on our side here because it's been such an uphill climb. It feels like almost every week.
Agreed. I do think that this is as good of a spot as they've been in. And I say that, but I still think about the fact that they have several guys on injured reserve who don't appear on this list, right? You know what I mean?
Right, of course.
Like they're still –
Michael Hoyt still is without. Not walking through that door, right?
That's exactly right. Ed Oliver, he is probably for the playoffs. I think that's probably going to happen. But he's on injured reserve. Bit of an update on Mecole Hardman today, too. Sean did say he was improving, and they'll see where that goes. He's on injured reserve. He only has one game left to miss, guys. And then if they want to activate him, they can after that. But, yeah, I mean, and we know that Tyler Bass is not coming back this year. So even though you do have Ed Oliver and Michael Hoyt still on there and Mecole Hardman, I think overall, active roster, this is as good of a spot as we've seen them in a while. Now, look, it's Wednesday. Today was a walkthrough, and I do want to remind everybody that means it's an estimate of what it would be had it had been a full practice. So tomorrow will be a full practice. Wouldn't expect too much to change, but last week we went out there and AJ Epenesa was out.
Right.
He had the foot injury, right? I mean, you never know.
Yep.
It is early in the week, but I think the more encouraging thing for me is it's early in the week and already being listed as limited instead of not participating for Joey Bosa and the other guys is good.
Taylor Rapp would be another one from that IR list, right? He's probably not coming back.
That's right. You know, someone pointed out to me the difference between the Bills.
Hamlin, too.
Last time they played the Patriots and this time, right? And Taylor Rapp was starting at safety, and I think Dorian Williams missed that game. Someone said, I think that's correct. Matt Milano had just come back. Ed Oliver was out that game as well. He's out this game, but, you know, the receiving core is a bit different. So, yeah, both these teams are different. Milton Williams is out for them. Will Campbell's out for them. It's just kind of interesting how these teams really do shape and change throughout the year due to injuries and other circumstances.
What do you suppose would happen with the receiving core if Palmer is okay to go? Let's not worry about Mecole Hardman. We got another week before he's eligible to return. But with Cooks here now, like is Coleman got benched for two games and has been back. I thought it was notable that he wasn't he was only had the two catches on Sunday, but one of them was a 3rd and 3 down at the goal line. Kind of gets lost in the shuffle because I think Cook fumbled the ball away on the next play. But that was a 3rd down they needed to keep the idea of getting a touchdown alive, and that was a quick slant to Coleman. So at least Allen trusted him in that moment. I even thought I noticed Coleman and Allen, like Allen trying to get his attention as the huddle was breaking, you know, like alerting him, like, hey, if the coverage is this, you know, get ready kind of thing. But I wonder what they would do with numbers. Like Cooks has only been here a couple of weeks, but he's a veteran. I just wonder who might be the odd man out again here with receivers.
I wonder too. It's a great question. They could dress 6. But where do you trim from elsewhere? If they do dress 6, you could shave off one of the defensive tackles. But right now, one of their defensive tackles, TJ Sanders, is basically playing defensive end.
Right.
But if Joey Bosa comes back, you don't need that anymore, right? You wouldn't think. If Bosa comes back, this might, literally what happens at wide receiver, Bulldog, might depend on what happens with Joey Bosa. If Joey Bosa comes back and you have Rousseau, Bosa, Epinesa, and Solomon, maybe now you don't have to dress one of your defensive tackles who you're dressing, like a Jordan Phillips or Fedarian Mathis, who are both on the active roster, and then you can dress an extra wide receiver. The question would be what role each of them plays, I think, going there. Now, if they did go with five, that is super interesting. And I mean, at this point, I don't know how you don't say that Keon Coleman isn't last in the depth chart. I can't see them not dressing Brandon Cooks. They could do that and say, yeah, he's a veteran. He'll be here in the playoffs. We're good. He's still getting chemistry with Josh. I could understand that if that were to happen. But I think they like Brandon Cooks, and I think they like what he brings to the table and the fact that they could use him and, you know, that they're willing to put him out there right away. So I find it very interesting.
Yeah.
Samuel is another name for the IR list, speaking of receivers.
He is. Right. He is.
He's always so I'm sorry to say it this way. He's so forgettable to me. Like, I just last year I had this too, like, oh yeah, Samuel's on this team.
The names never cease to blow my mind when this comes up. Listen to who we're talking about. No offense to anybody, but we are talking about maybe this is the year, and we didn't mention Gabe Davis here that I recall, right. But right. There's also Gabe Davis, but Brandon Cooks, Tyrell Shavers, Mecole Hardman could be coming back.
Right.
What? I mean, that's, I know, I'm not here to tell you anything you don't know already or haven't thought about or that this can't work. But it's just, I mean,
it's pretty incredible. Yeah.
How many passes did receivers catch against Cincinnati? Seven? Nobody more. There's Shakir, of course, is deserving a mention here, but none more than two. Shakir in those last four games has two or fewer catches in three of the four. He had eight for 110 in the other one.
He has not had production. And I don't know. I think some of that's obviously circumstantial, how teams are defending that tunnel screen. It hasn't worked as much lately. Yeah, it's really interesting to me that his production has really dipped lately, but I don't think it's for, you know, lack of want to get him the ball necessarily. He's very important for what they do, no doubt about that. And I think Joshua Palmer is a guy they really want to have back. Like, he's important as well for what they want to do in the receiving game. So, like, when he's healthy, I think he plays, right? I don't think he's the answer to who's not out there. If Joshua Palmer's healthy, I think he plays.
Palmer is sixth on this team, or fifth, rather, on this team in receiving yards. I don't know what that sounds like. I mean, he's hardly played, and he's fifth. But, you know, you get big 15 yards a catch. I mean, you get bigger plays from him. Okay.
Sal, one name on that limited list that I think we certainly talked about it in a certain way last week because we talked about Shaq Thompson, but Terrell Bernard is a name there, too, that should probably be mentioned. And I'm really curious what they're going to do there. I think when we talked about Thompson last week, I think we kind of agreed. Please don't take him off the field. I think he's really helped sort of revitalize their run defense. And all around, I think he belongs on the field. I wonder what you do with Bernard when and if he is healthy, if it's as soon as this week or if it pushes into another week. That maybe does he start like a timeshare a little bit with Milano if we're right about asserting that Thompson has to stay on the field?
I wonder, too. I don't know. But, man, the timeshare of Milano, I mean, that's tough for me because Milano already comes off the field on, like, dime packages, right? I mean, like, what do you – are you just going to get them go one series each? Like, what does that look like? I don't think that's something that they're interested in. And I know that these guys get trained at all these positions, but Terrell Bernard hasn't played Will linebacker since his rookie year.
Right.
I mean, I know he can do it. And I'm sure that – who knows? Maybe behind the scenes he is doing it, right? Maybe they're actually preparing him. You guys know I have said before, and if I haven't said it to you guys, I'll say it again. I think that maybe long-term that's Terrell Bernard's best position going forward on the Bills is play Will linebacker, not middle, the way offenses are playing now. And this is actually a pretty good draft at linebacker from what I understand. And maybe they find a young linebacker. Heck, maybe it's Shaq Thompson. Matt Milano's a free agent at the end of the year. We'll see what happens. I don't know what, you know, the situation will be with him on the roster next year, but I don't think Milano's the equation here. I think it's Bernard and Thompson right now. It could be, but it just feels like this is a, who are you putting where between those two? Now let's remember they've played a little more base. And that's been Dorian Williams. You could also say, look, we want Shaq Thompson as our third linebacker, base linebacker. But now you're taking him off the field on a lot of situations where you're nickel, which is normally what you run, and you're going back to Terrell Bernard. So the bottom line is, on a regular down, starting the game, first and second down, are they going to go back to Terrell Bernard as the starter, or do they keep Shaq Thompson as the starter I am fascinated by what decision they make, because I think it's clear to everyone this team has simply been better with Shaq Thompson on the field and in the middle of the defense.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline, if you missed Sal from a few minutes ago, talking about the injury updates, but today was a walkthrough, so that's always funny to me, just sort of taking a shot at how guys would have done had they practiced for real. Yesterday, you pointed out Epinesa from last week, how he was that even on Thursday when he had...
It was Wednesday into Thursday,
Because he was supposed to have practiced, he wasn't even listed Wednesday.
Right.
Then Thursday's in street clothes, and then on Sunday... He pulls down his fourth interception of his career, which Sal told us is a Bills defensive lineman record. Bruce Smith never had, what a bum, never intercepted a pass.
He should have tried a little harder.
Wasn't he in the league forever? Should there have been one game where like that was his goal? Maybe there was. You know what? We're in the playoffs or whatever it is. I'm going to pick a pass off in this game. Just a tip. Never happened.
If you tried, Kyle Williams had one. Do you remember Kyle Williams' interception?
I can't place the game.
Sorry, my brain is going to him scoring a rushing touchdown against Miami, and then
the Dolphins?
Was it right at the end of his career, and then they took him off the field?
No, it was against the Bears in the opener in 14 when the Bills won overtime. Fred Jackson run that same game.
Okay.
And, don't remember that.
Yeah, he just like kind of thrown right to him. Wasn't even tipped. I don't think he just kind of thrown right to him.
That's better.
Yeah, right. And who was the quarterback then?
Was it Cutler?
Yeah, Cutler. He threw it right to him. So, I you're talking about the injury report and all that, and you know the estimation and what happened yesterday. I mean, what happened last week. So one of the things that happened last week was when AJ Epinesa, you know, shows up in the injury report. I think there's this rush to something happened at practice again, just to clear it up. Nothing happened at practice last week. AJ Epinesa got hurt. Away from the facility, he wasn't even hurt. It was just something that was bothering him that happened. So that's why he was listed on the report and he didn't play practice. They just wanted to be precautionary.
Sal, what do you think of the Phillip Rivers news?
I am stunned in one sense that he would do this because his Hall of Fame clock resets and he has to wait another 5 years just to be eligible again. And I think that's wacky. You're on the door going into the Hall of Fame. You're 44. Right. You have grandkids. I'm also not at all stunned in another sense of the dude's a football guy. He's played football his whole life. He coaches football right now. This is what he does. I guarantee you he's throwing 7-on-7 against his high school defense. Like, he's doing that at practice. I can almost guarantee you. I've seen guys do that. I mean, that's what happens. So I'm not at all shocked from that perspective. But to think about your legacy in the Hall of Fame, and good for him if he doesn't care about that. He's like, I don't care. I'll wait another 5 years. I just want to play football. We know that he's running the same offense for his high school that he's coaching, so he can seamlessly do that. I would say this for the Colts. I give them a lot of credit for the fact that they were going all in when they made the Sauce Gardner trade, and now you have all these injuries. You have these injuries to these quarterbacks, and they're like, we're trying. We're trying anything we can to get to the playoffs. Is Phillip Rivers the best answer? Maybe not. But at least they're trying something because they recognize they can't just go quiet into the night after everything they did this year.
I agree with that. That's the Bengals and Flacco.
Yes.
That's a lot of what the Bills are doing with their receivers and their former Panthers.
Sure, whoever go claim Brandon Cooks. Go do whatever you got to do.
That's right.
Right? I need help.
I think it's interesting to think about what it says about the position, if anything, if this actually sort of works to whatever extent you would – say, whether that's they're making the playoffs, maybe. They play tough defenses down the stretch here. Like, wait till I respect for everything you said about how he might be able to fit right in. Wait till he meets Nick Emenwori on Sunday in Seattle.
Right.
You know? So hopefully for River's sake, he holds up to that. But my friend Davis Maddock was tweeting today about, like, is the league maybe in a crisis mode when it comes to quarterback development? We're drafting him super early. Think Richardson or Lance. And there are exceptions to think Drake May if you want. But we're drafting him super early. They're not even necessarily playing much college football. Then they go right on the field. And practice time is reduced. I mean, we all know that. What's happened to football in that respect. Offensive line, they don't practice as much because they don't hit. And that can even affect the quarterback position. Is there some way to improve the depth in the NFL at quarterback so that teams are not at the point where they reach into their retirement files and bring back, you know, Philip Rivers in this case. I don't know. Like, the Bills, really, this is not a topic around here. I don't even know.
That is a...
Right, Sal?
Yeah, that is a question that probably Mike has so many tentacles and ways you can go about it, because you could talk about the number of teams in the league and quarterback spots and all that. You could also just talk about college offenses and high school offenses. We've had this discussion going back quite a few years, all three of us have, about just how high school sets the trend, and then it's college, and you get to the NFL. I mean, nobody's running under center anymore in high school. Seriously, like, everybody's running shotgun, right? And you get to the NFL. That's why I remember a few years ago this exact conversation about offensive line, because nobody put their hand down in the three-point stance anymore. These tackles just stood in two-point stances and did not know how to fire off a ball for a three-point stance. You know, and there's a saying that I know that I think Greg Olson said it. I've said it here, but it's not like new or anything, but it's true, that organizations fail young quarterbacks now more than young quarterbacks fail organizations. And the development point is right. But man, when you have so much riding on everything you do as an organization, as a GM, as a head coach, sometimes I get it why you're not going to develop a guy and you're going to throw him out there and he's not going to be ready. It's just because there's so much pressure to win right now. And that's a tough needle to thread, to be quite honest.
Yeah, lots of tentacles, as you put it. I like that word, to this, for sure. The contract, like the way quarterbacks get brought into the league now, and the so-called rookie window, right? The rookie contract, the pressure, the clock starts ticking right away on teams. And, you know, who could blame them if they wouldn't want to play their new prize right away?
Drake May is going to get paid after this year, right? So that's something we were talking about on Extra Points Show today. I was bringing up with Derek.
It's only year two.
After next year, I'm sorry.
Right, next year. Okay.
So Drake May has one more year is what I meant, and then he's going to get paid, right? Yeah, I think. But they could make it after year four. But generally, the trend is now you do pay the guys after year three. So you have one more year, was my point. Thank you, Bulldog. My point was you have one more year of Drake May on a rookie deal, and then what happens after that, right? And that's the case with a lot of these quarterbacks. But, yeah, then all of a sudden they're faced with the same reality as all these other teams have been faced with these great quarterbacks.
I guess it's pretty close to a guarantee that'll happen. There were times, though, with C.J. Stroud after a fabulous rookie season where I wondered this year, like, if he's going to get that. Bryce Young was so bad so often for Carolina. He puts down, like, two incredible games. Okay, we'll pick up your fifth-year option because, I mean, it's that hard to find anybody better right now. I wonder, we got to go here, I guess, but I've been stuck on this point, Sal, about how many teams there could be that next year, really, they don't have a plan right now, or they don't have an answer right now for what their quarterback situation is going to be. We've played that game with the carousel in the past. I mean, it seems like a year where there could be, or should be, a lot of movement. Is Philadelphia a candidate now, do you think, to come up to draft somebody else?
I think so. They already did it once when they had Wentz. And they did it with Hurts. And now, I mean, I'm watching, like, I don't watch a ton of the talking head shows, right? But I don't mind, like, I don't mind Get Up with Greeny and those guys in the morning. I'm listening to Jeff Saturday and those guys this morning. And they were playing clips from our sister station in Philly, WIP. And they said, let's hear what it sounds like. And, like, these guys are doing what you do. And you're sitting behind the mic. And they're just saying, all of them, the Eagles have a quarterback problem. This is on the quarterback. They have a quarterback problem. And I'm like, wow, this is crazy to hear them talking like this. You know, and you don't have to trust what they say or not. It's, you know, the people on the radio like us. But I just think it's wild that they're at this conversation now.
Me too. It's not the craziest thing ever. It's not us talking about it. But it's up there. The Eagles. Sal, thanks. We'll talk tomorrow.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
That's our man, Sal Capaccio, on the West Her Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet, Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
We'll look for your calls next. Maybe you've got a thought on that quarterback point. 803-0550 is the number. Bills and Patriots, Sunday at 1 here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You can't help but respect Mike Vrabel. On Buffalo, should the Bills be favored on the road? I was inclined to say yes because of Josh Allen. I remembered something. 12 targets, 10 receptions, 146 yards receiving. Stephon Diggs, former Buffalo Bill. Yeah.
Nah, I can't put the Buffalo Bills as the favorites in this one.
I kill sometimes. Who is this?
Oh, you really? I didn't have my headphones on, but I knew I was.
We were talking, so I didn't have to recognize who that was because you and I were in a conversation.
But right.
I know that much. I was at a car dealership for a service appointment the other day, and The View was on.
The View, okay, sure.
With the sound up.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry for your.
And you know.
Time.
I'm one of a half dozen people or so sitting there, and people are watching it. I mean, I was sitting, I was facing the screen, and so every once in a while I would look up at the screen like you do, and there's Stephen A. Smith. I think he's maybe like a regular on the View.
I feel as though I've seen clips of this, yes.
Getting questions about whether he's going to run for president.
I've also seen that alluded to on the social medias, yes.
Okay, I mean, that's, well, it's topical.
Mm-hmm.
There was a show on, I got there, sort of, there was the crossover. It flipped from the Kelly Clarkson show to The View.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there long enough to see the end of both shows. And man, that crowd is fired up.
Oh, sure.
Those daytime TV talk show crowds are fired up.
Yeah.
Standing, screaming, applause, shrieking, even perhaps.
It's all the cocaine they give the audience.
I just don't they give them prizes too? Somebody at random gets a car or something. I don't know. It's just like that was a super fired up
crowd. Oprah used to do that. That's the whole bit with like, you get a car, you get a car. I don't know. Yeah. Back when I watched daytime TV, you won some Rice-A-Roni.
Even on a game show.
Yeah, sure.
At worst. But
right. Yeah. Yeah.
Get these people into the Sabres arena.
Right.
There is some big time energy in the View crowd. Right. Unstoppable, undeniable. Imagine going to the View. Can you?
No.
The prerequisite has to be big energy from you.
Yeah.
Imagine doing that. Can you imagine doing that?
I barely can muster up big energy for things I'm excited about doing.
Yes.
So I just, no, I can't. I can't fathom. No. Real quick, before we get to calls, you mentioned the Sabres, and they need this View crowd. Cool news. It's not, earth-shattering, but Trevor Kuntar, who's been in Rochester on an AHL-only contract, he was signed in the summer, from here, was in the Boston organization, was drafted, I think, in the third round a couple of years ago, played out minor league career with the Bruins organization. They didn't retain him, so he came closer to home. The Sabres have signed him to an NHL contract. It's a two-way deal, so he can still go back, but from what I understand, he's on his way to Vancouver, which is awesome. I mean, I don't know Trevor real well, but I know his dad very, very well. Les Kuntar, who played in the league for a few minutes at an AHL career, including Rochester.
I think of him as the Canadiens goalie.
Sure. Les was great to me on the ride that my family went on with Owen when he was playing very early on, like from the Regals. When it got serious with Owen, Les was there. He happened to have a younger son. Trevor's got a younger brother, Cameron, who's playing Division III hockey currently. He's a goalie. And so our paths would cross a lot, although Cam and Owen only played against each other one time when they were both in the North American Hockey League for a bit. Anyways, Les was great to me. Like, helped us with Nichols, and just every step of the way, Les was gold for me, especially. And I can't have thanked him enough for that time he spent helping guide us, and I'm just super happy for him having this moment. I'm sure he's scrambling to try to find a way to get to Vancouver.
That can take some scrambling.
Not even knowing whether the kid's going to get in the lineup or not, but he's going, and he signed, and that's just awesome. What a proud papa moment for him.
Yeah, you got to be there just in case.
Right, of course, right? Yeah.
Will they tell him? Shouldn't they be willing to tell the parents whether or not?
It's the NHL, man. I don't know. Like, if this is me, and believe me, like, I would daydream, taking a flight to go visit Owen in Amarillo or wherever the hell I would be going. Like, I'd be on a plane no matter what. You don't got to tell me anything. He's there, and somebody could step on a banana peel at the morning skate or something, and I don't want to have to, it's the afternoon, and he's suddenly going to play. Oh, my God. Or somebody gets the flu at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm in Vancouver some way, somehow. Like, I'm going. I don't need a guarantee that he's playing.
That's right.
I'm going.
I mean, at least you're going to be with him. You could.
Right, exactly.
Support, calm the nerves, whatever dad does. Let's go to Patrick here. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, guys. I'm calling because I feel just totally confounded about the quarterback position in the NFL. And this thing about Philip Rivers, I feel like there's two sort of phenomena happening right now that I feel curious about. The first, I think, larger one, and I would say Geno Smith is probably the poster child for this, is this, is quarterbacks who've been in the league for some time having these just total 180 resurgences in their careers. Geno Smith was in the league for something like, 8 or 9 or more years. And then he became like a fringe Pro Bowl quarterback. And then we saw it with Baker, and we saw it
Darnold.
I don't know. With Darnold, yes. And there's been a handful of these guys. And mark my words, Mac Jones and Jacoby Brissett are going to get some deals in this offseason.
I've been saying for weeks, well, I haven't said it repeatedly for weeks, but weeks ago we were talking about Mac Jones. Somebody's going to trade for Mac Jones in the offseason and give 100%. Him a contract, yeah.
And so then the other thing, it's a smaller sample, but the other thing seems to be this sort of like, you know, Brady was sort of the unicorn, but there are these older quarterbacks who are just prolonging their careers because, I don't know, if, you know, offenses have gotten so sophisticated that, you know, health concerns and quarterback safety and things like that are less of an issue. But, you know, you've got Brady and then, you know, Rodgers in his 40s. And then the poster child for this one is Flacco, who, you know, has had so much success at an advanced age. And even to a lesser extent, like, you know, Mike, you'll know this because of fantasy. You know, going into this year, Matt Stafford was like, he's like in his, you know, later 30s now. He's got back problems. Mm-hmm. Like, stay away. And he's going to be the MVP of the league. And so coming back to the Colts, you know, I remember when they made that Sauce Gardner trade thinking, like, what a dreadful trade.
I know, right?
What a horrible trade.
Going all in on Daniel Jones.
Exactly. But then I doubted myself because it's like, well, what the heck do I know? I mean, maybe Daniel Jones is going to be quarterback number 50 who has this miraculous turnaround in his career where he's now the franchise QB and they were just going all in on this season. But I think this Philip Rivers thing has gone up. It's jumping the shark. I feel like it's too far. He hasn't played football in 5 years. He's 44 years old. My guess is that he hasn't been taking, you know, scrupulous Tom Brady-level care of himself. So the fact that he's coming back, to Sal's point, you know, however much he cares about his legacy, resetting his Hall of Fame clock is significant. So I don't think he's doing it to be like an emergency QB for them. So the fact that this is their best option, I just feel like it's kind of a disaster, and it's going to end with either him getting, you know, hurt or just playing some of the most conservative football we've ever seen. So anyways, my question, I guess, is do you guys feel like there's any sort of overlap going on with those two observations? Do you have sort of any explanation for how such a high rate of quarterbacks are having this turnaround? I'll hang up and listen to what you have to say. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hell, I mean, there's a lot. I mean, that this could be, you know, you want to stay late and do a podcast? I mean, this could be an hour long, I think. It's possible to me that playing the position has never been harder than it is, which might explain not having adequate backup depth. You just, you know, all your practice time is devoted to the guy who's playing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
And how much can you trust a guy who hasn't done it at all? I mean, I don't know. Maybe if Leonard doesn't suffer an injury, the Colts don't end up here and they just try to muddle through. Or maybe not. Maybe they would have objectively thought, we have a better chance with 44-year-old, 5 years retired, Phillip Rivers, than with this kid. And so I think there's so many factors. Mostly I'm expecting it to be bad. And I don't want to say I'm rooting for that because it's a cool story. And if a 44-year-old guy can walk out of retirement and play capably in the NFL, that's kind of incredible. But I feel like it should be harder than that, to the point I'm already making, to just athletically show up and be capable of functioning in that respect. I mean, I know he was never fast and elusive, and running was certainly not his game. What did we say? You said yesterday 3 rushing touchdowns
ever
in his career. I mean, he's in the league forever.
Well, he said today about his physical state. Like, I never ran anyway.
I never ran away from anyone anyway, so what's the big deal, right? Yeah. He admitted he's heavy. He doesn't know how much he weighs, or didn't want to say, and admitted that he's not in the shape he was when he walked off the field in Buffalo, I think was the phrasing he used.
Right, but also that he didn't weigh himself when he walked off the field right here, so I don't know.
But I don't know. Like, my first thought, often I have these divergent, these battles. Like, what do I want to say? How I feel about this is cool if it works, but it really shouldn't. You should not. It shouldn't work. To me, that's how I feel mostly.
Yeah, I don't want to spend the whole, go take my turn at length on this right now, but we'll definitely react to how this goes. I mean, I think, I would guess he plays this week. So that'll be one game at Seattle, not easy. And maybe we'll want to make big conclusions. Maybe it will be right too. We'll see. Shane is next. Hi, Shane.
All I got to say, guys, is thank God for Josh Allen. And having that conversation, I went down a rabbit hole today too. Some of the Bills QBs of the past, it's scary. So, thank God we got that guy, because it's nice to not have this conversation week in and week out. I'm sure you guys can appreciate that too. Quick on the comment about the Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. I just think, and I live kind of in the thick of it by Eagles country, and I hear it all the time. And last year, Jalen Hurts, top five quarterback. And I was like, I just never saw it. And I was like, could you imagine Josh Allen with A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith and Dallas Goedert and Saquon Barkley? And that offensive line is good, so is ours. But it's just, crazy to think. And it's, I keep thinking back to how much of a shame it is we don't have a one to compliment Josh Allen in a year like this year. But thanks for taking my call. I'll hang up and listen.
One funny thing about Philly is, remember when, did you see when A.J. Brown, like a month ago, was on a video stream on Twitch and he said, if you haven't been in fantasy, you should trade me? Basically, he's like so
right
negative about his season, and he's only had blow up weeks since. Right. Ever since he gave us, who's really an insider these days? Ever since A.J. Brown himself said, man, it's not happening for me here, blow up games every week. He didn't even know.
Right.
But caller makes some fair points. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.